colonial officers, and accordingly resigned his commission at the war's conclusion. The seeds of his eventual discontent with English rule were planted during this period, and the military experience he had gained in the war would make him the natural choice to lead the American army during the Revolutionary War. Washington was married on January 6, 1759, to Martha Dandridge Custis, a wealthy widow with two children from her first marriage. Washington was very close to Martha's daughter, Patsy, who suffered from severe epilepsy, though he was often frustrated by Patsy's brother, Jack, whom Washington considered spoiled and lazy. Patsy Custis's death as a young teenager affected Washington deeply. Upon the death of her first husband, Martha Washington had inherited half his estate, with half set aside for her children's inheritance. Washington was in charge of managing his stepson's estate, but he could not sell any part of it, nor could he free any of the Custis slaves, though on his deathbed he would make the highly unusual and controversial decision to order his own slaves freed after his wife's death.